This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. I did not think we could top last week's revelations about Josh Duggar, but this week, we did. Josh Duggar has done what a lot of famous people have done when they faced sexual scandals. He's checked into a Christian sex addiction clinic. Now, he's not going to be cured. Christian sex addiction clinics, and sex addiction clinics in general, most of them are just scams. They are the equivalent of reparative therapy. Being gay is not a disease that can be cured. And having sexual impulse issues is not a disease. It's a psychological problem. But treating it like a disease is ridiculous. And we've talked many times on this show about the whole sex addiction myth. Sex addiction does not exist. People are not addicted to sex. There are people who have compulsive issues. But that is something that you treat in an entirely different way, and it's far more complex. And there's a lot of different things that are going on, many of them that have nothing to do at all with sex. So I guarantee that he's not going to get better, and nothing about Josh Duggar is really going to change. But what really is astonishing is what seems to be the motive force for driving him into a sex addiction clinic, and that's the revelation from In Touch, which seems to really, really, really be in touch with the Josh Duggar scandal. In Touch Weekly reports that Josh Duggar sought out porn star Danica Dillon, and she says that she had terrifying rough sex with Josh Duggar 2 times while his wife was pregnant. Now, I personally am not going to be judgmental here. She did commit a crime, unless it was done in certain areas of Nevada. Prostitution is illegal, and he did pay her for sex. And considering Josh Duggar's background, yeah, I can imagine that sex could be terrifying with him. He seems a very, very unstable human being. And I wish, personally, that we decriminalized prostitution in the United States, because it would be so much safer for women. There would be environments where there would be more protection for them in dealing with people like Josh Duggar, instead of just going off somewhere and having sex. She very well may have been in danger from this man. The story also indicates that he spent quite a bit of time on porn sites and quite a bit of time at strip clubs. So yeah, the cheating on his wife was pretty out there. And when the story first broke about him using the Ashley Madison site, well, I didn't think he was going to get anywhere with that, because I think that the Ashley Madison site is pretty much of a scam. That is also the conclusion of Gizmodo, and they just had an article written by Anna Lee Newitz, and she looked into the actual data that was leaked. Now, I think that the data that was leaked was horrible and was going to put people's lives in danger. And this hacker group was unbelievably irresponsible for releasing the names of people. However, some of the other data that they released, I think, is justifiably released. Data that didn't put people's lives in danger. And that data is about how likely you as a male are to get laid and have an affair using the website Ashley Madison. And I've long said on this program that your odds aren't very good. Well, now we have some actual data, and Anna Lee Newitz went through it. On the surface, the data basically shows that there's 31 million men competing for roughly 5.5 million women. That's how many are in the database. Those odds for the men, anyway, are terrible. But that doesn't even begin to tell the true story. The author of the article believes that about 12,000 of the profiles out of the 5.5 million female profiles, about 12,000 of those belong to real women who actually used the site. The rest of them were names that signed up but never used the site for anything. The company's already been in hot water over creating fake female profiles. The author of the article found in the data that about 9,000 women who had profiles had AshleyMadison.com email addresses, so they were kind of unlikely to be real people. She found that 80,000 of the addresses, when she was able to check their IP address, was used 127.0.0.1. Now, unless you're a computer geek, you don't know what that means. But for the rest of us who are into computer geekdom, that means that those profiles were done on the same computer system that hosts the Ashley Madison computer program. Of those, 68,709 were female. Here's something else interesting she found. 20.2 million of the men had checked their messages in their accounts at least once. How many women? 1,492. The rest of those millions of women had never, ever checked to see if they got a message. And I'm one of those people, out of curiosity, just to see how the system worked. I had signed up for AshleyMadison.com, pretty much knowing that it was a fraud in my mind. And I signed up for a free account just to see how they were handling things. But to be honest, I never, ever checked to see if I got any messages. The data on chats showed that 11 million men had engaged in chat, but only 2,400 women had. So who were these men chatting with? The bottom line is that whether these women's accounts are fake, or whether they're just women who sign up but never get involved with the site, for men, using AshleyMadison.com is a complete waste of time. There are actual real sites that help people hook up, but the notion of a site that helps women who want to have affairs hook up with men who want to have affairs, that doesn't seem to be very appealing to women. You are far, far more likely to have a sexual encounter simply by going into a bar and asking every single woman there if they want to sleep with you.